Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. My first guest is here to preview this Thursday night's Poetry Out Loud State Final Competition. Welcome, producer Amanda Filori. This is in your sixth year of producing Poetry Out Loud or coordinating. Welcome, Amanda.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's nice to have you here. Take us back. You were on the show with some students several weeks ago, and you were previewing the regional competition here in Juneau, right?
Yes, it was the regional competition. Generally, that competition is held within the schools. So Thunder Mountain and JDHS have taken turns in the past hosting it. So the Juneau Arts Council, and in partnership with Any Given Child, decided to take that off the teachers' hands. A little less for them to do and more opportunity for the students. And then we had some great performers, great prizes. We had like over 80 people in attendance. It was super awesome.
And regional competitions like that were happening all over the state.
Yep.
And there are 10 winners. Who won here in Juneau? Who's going to state?
Morgan Blackgoat from Thunder Mountain High School. So any of you that know Morgan or Thunder Mountain, she's going to be competing on Thursday, and we're very excited to have her there.
Do you happen to remember what she won with, which piece?
Oh, I do not remember which one. But it's a cumulative score. So each round is totaled up. So it's not actually one poem that gets you there or not. It's the full scores of all three rounds.
And in case our listeners didn't hear our last interview, Poetry Out Loud, describe what it is in a nutshell.
Poetry Out Loud is a recitation contest for high school students. So it teaches students to be more articulate, to perform on stage, to use somebody else's words and interpret them in their own way.
And you sort of have told me in the past how much you see sort of students grow through this process.
I see them grow immensely. I have watched students that have to have the paper in front of them. They're shaking. They repeat their words over and over again to becoming someone else. But maybe that's not the right word. It's more of them growing into their own. And that's like the most beautiful process of it all.
All right. So Morgan Blackgoat and 9 other competitors will be downstairs here in the KTOO building this Thursday. Doors open at 4:45. Is
yes.
that right?
Mm-hmm.
It's free.
It's free, open to the public. We have No Attack Post that's going to be doing some opening music. We have a great judging panel, and we have some guest speakers. It's going to be a really, really great time.
Yeah, big deal judges, too. Tell us who's going to be.
We have Kathleen Witkowski-Tarr, who's going to be doing a lecture on a book Wednesday night at the APK. And then we have Mickey Kinney from Minto, and we have our lovely Ernestine Hayes. I'm sure most of you have heard of her. She's a local author and teacher and poet. And then we have Bridget Lujan, who is also a lovely local Juneau resident. And then we have Amy O'Neill Hauk, who just recently became the editor of Edible Alaska. So we have some great people in attendance.
Yeah, sort of a collaboration almost with 49 writers.
Yes, it is
true?
A collaboration with 49 writers. Poetry Out Loud is more than just kids reciting poetry. It's really like showcasing that poetry is used in so many different forms. So we pull in 49 writers. We have Edible Alaska. We just keep trying to involve more and more. At the regional competition, we had Wishkanadeyi panels members as well. So we just kind of get everybody involved as much as possible.
It's okay if I share this. This is your sixth and final year as coordinator?
It is my sixth and final year. I have been doing it, and I love it, and I'm hoping to pass the torch on to someone else that loves poetry, and I'll always be around to help, for sure.
What are you most proud of in your six-year tenure?
That I keep making it grow. I think the first year that I started, we had about 25 schools across the state, and let me tell you, there's about 240 high schools in Alaska, and so we only have 20 participate, that's like 10%. So this year we had 52 schools participate.
How did you grow it?
By phone calls.
Yeah.
I would just say that I probably just spent a lot of my time on the phone and emailing, just educating people about what the program is, and then videos, and then just keep showcasing and keep being persistent.
Okay. Let's see. So this Thursday night, again, it's free here in the KTOO building downstairs in the TV studio. Doors open at 4:45, 5 o'clock it starts.
And it starts at 5 o'clock, and it's open and free to the public. And so kind of how it will work is that there's 2 rounds of poems, and then we're going to have a break, and Ernestine is going to give us some lovely words of hers. And then we'll go back to the third round and find out who is in the top final rounds to win. And then after the third round, we announce the state finalist. And that state finalist is going to go on to D.C. and compete in the nationals. And Alaska won a few years ago with a student named Mava Ordaz from Anchorage High School. And that was pretty amazing. And so I'm hoping that my last year Alaska wins again.
Do you think it's exciting for the students to have people in the audience down there?
I think most definitely. I think when you're a performer and then there's empty chairs on the audience, it makes you feel like, hey, why do people not want to come here and support me? When you have a full audience and an engaged audience as well, that really makes it for you.
All right. That's this Thursday here in the KTOO building. Doors open at 4:45. It's free. It'll also be broadcast live on 360 North, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And at 360north.org.
Yep.
Streamed right there. Amanda Filori, it's been great talking to you. Come watch Morgan Blackgoat and 9 other finalists from around the state get ready to go. One of them will go to nationals in Washington, D.C. Amanda, thank you for your time with Poetry
Scott,
Out Loud.
Thank you for your time. It's been amazing.
Is there anything else we're missing?
No, I think that's it. I think that if you want to check out the website and see all the competitors' names, you can go to www.jack.org/poetryoutloud. And then if you're interested in Kathleen Witowski's TARS lecture, you can go to the 49 Writers page on Facebook and find that event. I believe that's also free, 6 p.m. at the APK.
All right. Thanks, Amanda.
Yeah.